Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Thaddeus Hanscom, head of partner programs at Vacasa. Vacasa is the largest full-service vacation rental management company in North America, with more than 11,000 vacation homes in its portfolio and local teams around the world in 26 U.S. states and 16 countries. Welcome in.
Thanks, Preston. Great to be here.
Absolutely. It's great to have you out there. There's three of us. We got a posse here in the back.
That's
hanging
posse.
Out.
Brought my squad.
Brought the squad. Whole squad is here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been with Vacasa for 2 years. Was drawn to the company after spending some time at Amazon and Expedia by all the vitality and energy to get a chance to work and travel in Portland and to be part of an amazing startup. I couldn't turn it down.
Sweet. Well, it is that time of year where folks are going to the mountains.
Yes.
And looking to ski, looking to maybe rent some vacation homes. And I know personally, I've been to Mount Hood plenty of times. I haven't been up this year, so I need to get up.
Get your skis on.
I got to get the skis
on.
I got to take a sick day. Don't tell my boss.
Okay.
Got to take a sick day and, get up there and put the slopes on, or get to the slopes, I should say. But tell us a little bit more about Vacasa and how it was founded, and then specifically your role at the company.
Sure. So Vacasa was founded in 2009 and really came about after our founder, Eric Brion, and his wife inherited a vacation rental property, a vacation home. And it was under property management, and they thought, this seems hard. It's not earning much revenue. Can we keep the home? And then went about trying to market it and find their own housekeepers for it, take care of all the issues that have to be taken care of with the vacation property, and then find guests. Eric and his wife realized there's an easier way, right? How can we use technology to drive more revenue for the properties, to market them online, to do things like instant booking so someone can book it, mm-hmm. When they see it, and they have to call mm-hmm. to make a reservation. And then how can we find amazing teams? This was just the home on the Washington coast to start, a great housekeeper, a great local operations manager to take care of issues that might come up mm-hmm. With the home. And from that, Vacasa was born. We have today over 1,500 properties in Oregon alone, and a lot of those are on the Oregon coast. We have great properties in Government Camp around Mount Hood, mm-hmm. The value premise for Vacasa is that we can help homeowners, people have a second home, a vacation home, we can help them get more revenue from that home. With the technology we have, with our data scientists that we have, with rate optimization, yield optimization, we help drive more revenue for that property with less hassle.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't have to have a second job finding guests, taking care of the home, they can leave all that hassle up to Vacasa. We'll do it for them.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of got into it there, but I guess full service would be maybe the key phrase. But
that's right.
All right, so I think a lot of our listeners would probably want maybe a little clarification, or they can understand your company better if they knew the difference between you guys versus like an Airbnb, which I know a lot of course, millennials are, they always go to when they're looking to rent a place somewhere, or often go to, I should say, or like a timeshare company. And,
right.
My family owns a timeshare in the Mount Hood area. So what are kind of the differences between you guys and Airbnb? Just not to like compare, but just to
sure.
kind of clarify.
Right. So Airbnb is a great partner of Vacasa, and we take the homes that we have in our portfolio, our homeowners' homes, and we market them on a platform like Airbnb. But that's one piece of what we do. So another piece is rate optimization for our homeowners, understanding how to price them. We take professional photography for all the homes. We do housekeeping for the homes. We have local operations managers in all of our markets taking care of the homes. We pay taxes for our homeowners. So we try to be a full service, a one-stop shop for our homeowners. And that includes marketing them on platforms like Airbnb, but then going a step beyond or several steps beyond.
Mm-hmm. So we have a list of top winter markets to buy a vacation
home. That's a great list. Compiled
by you guys, I believe. And Mount Hood, to our Portland listeners and Southwest Washington listeners, anyone listening even on the Metroscope PDX.com website, they would maybe be a little surprised to see Mount Hood up there at number two ahead of the likes of, you know, Aspen or Lake Tahoe or Park City, who I have friends who are, have all, I don't know, we're probably not wealthy enough at my age to own homes there, but they've been there, you know what I mean? Why is Mount Hood so high on this list?
So our winter markets report was a report for buyers and investors that are looking for a vacation home, and they wanna buy a home in a winter market, a place where they go ski or snowboard. So the markets that you mentioned before, Park City or a Vail, are great places to go on a holiday, and they're great places to own a vacation home, but it's really expensive. They're really pricey. So what we did is we took hundreds of thousands of data points, and we looked at a couple of different factors in compiling this winter markets report. One is, how much does a vacation home cost in an individual market? How much does it take to get in the door? And it's much cheaper to get in the door in Mount Hood than it is in Vail, for example.
Yes.
And then we looked at how much a vacation home might earn. So on an annual basis, what it would earn in terms of revenue. And then what does it take to manage that home in those markets? What are your HOA fees, your homeowner association fees? What are the property taxes? Mm-hmm. What does it take for property management to have your home taken care of for you? If you don't want a second job, taking care of the home. And so when you look at what you your revenue minus your expenses, that gives you net revenue. And then the cost of owning the home, those balancing out those two factors gives you essentially your ROI. Hood River ended up being a great place to buy a home if you're looking at a winter market.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. I know I've been in Mount Hood plenty of times. So there's a little bit of pride there for Portland listeners who see that number two on that list, and they're like, sweet. We're high on the list. Let's kind of localize this, if we could, as far as your guys' kind of Portland presence with Vacasa and what you guys do, in our market.
Sure. So we have Vacasa has the team. So it's we have our headquarters. We have two headquarters, one in Portland here right down the street and one in Boise. And we have over 350 employees working in our Portland office. We have a new headquarters that opened up in 2018. Vacasa plays a vital part in the local startup scene inside of Portland. So just talking about Portland, for example, we have 700 employees in Oregon, 350 in Portland, have been really proud to open up the doors of Vacasa to other startups. So in the past 2 years, Vacasa's gotten over $200 million in venture funding. So bootstrapped our first 7 years found their own way as a company and established profitability and have been using the startup funding we've gotten in the past 2 years to really level up in terms of technology, revenue generation for our owners, and in building more of a global presence for our properties.
Okay. I was looking at your website or a fact sheet that you guys passed along to me that tourism in Oregon is an $11.8 billion industry.
That's a lot of billions.
That's a lot. I can't even wrap my head around that number. Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit on that? I mean, I think a lot of people, I mean, I know I was shocked. I've lived in Oregon pretty much my whole life to hear about that. We know it's a great state. We don't need Californians moving up here all the time. They can just visit. However, that's still a huge number. I mean, can you elaborate a little bit on that? And you know, I mean, I would imagine you have a kind of a unique perspective, obviously, in the rental vacation home industry, kind of on that that you see a lot of vacationers come here.
Sure. So Vacasa has, we talked about properties that we have. So in, we don't have the majority of the $11 billion in revenue, right? We have a piece of it in Oregon with the 1,500 properties that we take care of for our homeowners. Inside of Oregon, we have over, for those 1,500 properties, over 300,000 guests come through our doors of those homes on an annual basis. That's a lot of guests. And so for guests that stay or staying in those local communities of Mount Hood, in rhododendron, in government camp, on the Oregon coast, in markets like Lincoln City, right? Those guests are coming in and they're spending money in those local markets, driving tourism and tourism revenue for those local markets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we try to do at Vacasa is we try to help tell the story for those markets, why, you know, why they're great places to stay. You know Mount Hood,
mm-hmm.
right? And you've been there. You're local. You understand. You talk to friends about why it's a great place to stay. How can we as a company, for someone who isn't familiar with Mount Hood, right, who is used to a Vail or Aspen, how can we open up that market, and not just the market, but individual homes, so they can find a great place to stay in Mount Hood? So that's what we try to do on behalf of our homeowners, is not just spotlight through our professional photography and through our great rates, the value of a home, but how can we tell a story for individual markets?
So I'm sure there are a lot of listeners out there kind of wondering about just that, like the, you know, the renter's market in Portland or, you know, Mount Hood or the, you know, the Pacific Northwest in general. What kind of advice do you have for listeners who are, I don't know, I guess the proper question would be considering renting or considering using your services? I mean, how can we help the listeners just get a better understanding of the market in general and make smarter decisions this time of year when people are looking to, you know, rent a vacation house up in Mount Hood or whatever the case may be?
Right. So for our listeners that are looking to plan the next holiday, right? You want a break. You're trying to get away from the rain right now. You want to get some sun.
It's already been a rough year. I mean, we're only a couple days in. Everyone needs a vacation already.
Or you're looking at getting some snow, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Go up to the mountain this weekend or whatever.
Right. So, you know, I think we've done, Vacasa has phenomenal, so of course, I'm biased, but I would say go to vacasa.com and check out the properties that we have there. But give yourself some general feedback or general guidance for someone who's looking to book a holiday is if you can, book in advance. So if you're planning for the upcoming summer, there's a family holiday coming up. You're going to bring everyone together in around Mount Bachelor and Sun River or Bend. You have the most choice and the most options at your fingertips if you book early. So if you can, get all your friends together, you know, start planning now for that summer holiday. That's not to say we don't have great inventory for this weekend. We do. But if you have more choice at your fingertips, planning in advance. And two, you know, a personal recommendation is to read the reviews. So, you know, we have a lot of our guest reviews. Our guest reviews are on Vacasa.com, but other platforms as well. If you are booking on an Airbnb or a HomeAway, dig into the reviews and see what other people are saying.
Okay.
People, you know, it sounds like they've had a holiday like yours. What are they saying about the property? That can be really helpful to figure out if this is the right home for you. So look at the photos, read the reviews, do your research.
Okay.
And if you have time, plan in advance.
There you go. So this is Thaddeus from Vacasa joining us here on Metroscope PDX. I'm kind of curious about the Portland startup scene in general. And I think maybe listeners would be as well or interested in but pretty much anything we're talking about today. You know, you hear obviously the tech boom in the Bay Area and Silicon Valley and all that, and then Seattle with Amazon and Microsoft and all that they have going on up there. But what's the startup scene like in Portland?
It's a thriving startup scene. So we are one of the reasons that I think Vacasa has been able to grow as much as we have is that we found amazing talent in Portland and in Oregon, as well as our Boise office, but amazing talent, amazing tech talent, amazing analytics talent to come work for our team and help build out those central tools that we're using. Part of a, you know, to have a thriving startup team, whether it's Seattle or San Francisco or Portland, is can you find great talent in those markets to work for you and be part of what you're trying to do as a company? And the answer is yes in Portland. So that's, you know, I think we've got great schools in the local market and great talent that are available to come work for us.
So what is Vacasa doing to give back? I oftentimes we'll have you know, tons of nonprofits on this show. We'll have, you know, someone from Sherry's. Sorry, we had the Sherry's CEOs telling me about their kind of their food drive that they had going on in the winter, and we'll get coat drives going. You know, that's been a big thing. The holidays are huge, obviously, time to give back with food or clothes or whatever the case may be. But yeah, tell us a little bit about kind of your company and what you guys are doing to give back and any impact that you guys have, mm-hmm. especially locally in mm-hmm. Oregon.
A key part of what Vacasa does in terms of giving back is in building in local communities. So Vacasa is present in markets like Sun River and in Government Camp, Rhododendron, Gearheart. We have local employees in those markets, and we believe in taking sort of vacation rental markets that those local employees, our local staff, they want to have a vital part in building tourism and travel for those local communities. So we've had cases in other markets, like with Hurricane Michael, where our local teams were amazing in responding to crisis and to emergency. And so not just in times of emergency, if there's a hurricane, but in other times, how do the teams really engage in those communities and build tourism for those markets? So I think that's part of Vacasa's mission is sustainable revenue, sustainable tourism in those local markets, and having our amazing teams be vital parts of those local economies. We open our doors to other startups and organizations that want to use our space. And an example is Women Who Code. So we've had a chance to open our doors to that organization, Women Who Code, mm-hmm. So they can put on their regular events in Vacasa space. And then we also host, they have an annual event, retreat, that we've been able to host for them in Mount Hood.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool, yeah. To be able to use our space, open our doors, and help energize mm-hmm. The startup scene with organizations that are tech-based, data-based organizations where people are looking to get connected. We hire locally. We hire local housekeepers. We hire local operations managers. And one of the things we feel very strongly about in the communities that we serve, whether it's Lincoln City or Rhododendron, around Oregon, is helping build those local communities and driving tourism to that community, and then hiring local talent that will take care of the home for our homeowners. It's been one of the recipes for Vacasa's success is mm-hmm. in hiring high integrity, hardworking, dedicated individuals that'll take care of homes in those markets. And take care of guests when guests come to stay at the homes for our homeowners. Mm-hmm. So it's not a for us. It's a long-term investment in those communities. It's different than we're not looking at a single stay someplace. When we take care of somebody's home, that's a family investment of theirs, mm-hmm. right? It's in many cases it's the most valuable possession they have,
mm-hmm.
And so our growth has been predicated on really minding that home, mm-hmm. Minding their investment, and in communities where we serve, right? We can't have a selfish investment. It wouldn't be no good
mm-hmm.
If the Vacasa drove revenue at the expense of a community,
mm-hmm.
right? So we feel very strongly in working inside of local communities and making sure that we're with our tax revenues for the homes, that we're using those tax revenues or paying our taxes, mm-hmm. and we're helping deliver those tax revenues to the community and supporting the community and having those short-term rentals, the vacation rentals, help develop and support the growth of those communities.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I know Portlanders are obviously pretty prideful folks. So, I mean,
sure.
Hiring from within the state, that is a various way of giving back. I'm sure folks are, excited to hear about that. As far as how someone would kind of use your services or get involved with your mm-hmm. services, mm-hmm. With Vacasa, just the listener at home mm-hmm. who's tuning in right now, how would they go about doing that?
Right. So if you're looking for your next holiday, you're looking for a break from the rain, check us out on Vacasa.com. If you're a guest looking for a holiday, Vacasa.com has 11,000 properties. They're amazing homes. Check us out. If you're a homeowner and you're tired of a second job taking care of your second home, you're a vacation homeowner. Again, check us out at Vacasa.com. Check out our property management services that we offer. So it's full service property management options. And finally, if you're a great talent and you're looking for a job in Portland or in Oregon, in a town like Sun River, Lincoln City, if you're whether you're an engineer or a housekeeper, go to vacasa.com/jobs.
All right. The company I have here secured more than $200 million in venture capital over the past 2 years. So tell us a little bit about kind of your growth plans and the future of the company.
So I think that the funds, that the $200 million that you've talked about, have been key to our investment in technology, and there's a lot of the jobs we just talked about, jobs are engineer jobs. Mm-hmm. That we've been posting. So and the investment in engineers, in technology for us is about providing better service for our homeowners. So you know, I think we're the recipe for Vacasa is more growth in 2019, using the funds that we have to provide better service for guests to come and stay at our properties. So how do we better tell the story for those homes? And that's a lot of technology investment we have. We talked about an integration with platforms like Airbnb or Booking.com, places where you can find our properties using some of that $200 million has been used to build better connections with those platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the recipe is about better serving our homeowners and using technology and data to better serve the homeowners that have the properties with Vacasa.
Mm-hmm. So you see all these new, you know, tech startups popping up here and there with Airbnbs, and now you can ride share and you can rent other people's cars and things like that.
Right.
As someone who's in the startup world, can you tell us a little bit more about just the sharing services in general, which obviously your business is a part of, and why that's kind of becoming such a big thing?
Right. So the sharing economy is huge right now. I can speak personally that my bias when booking a holiday for my family is to go to Vacasa.com or check out Airbnb and other online platforms instead of going to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 10-year-old daughter, and you know, my wife and I are looking at a place that has a kitchen, a place that has in many cases a yard, and it's a different, more interesting holiday for me, booking a vacation home and a vacation rental than it is to stay at a hotel. And there's, you know, if you're on a work trip, lots of times it's, you know, you might want somebody that it's like McDonald's or Starbucks, you know. Mm-hmm. It's predictable. You want something that, you know, that you know.
It's consistent.
That's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But increasingly travelers are looking to online platforms where people have opened up their homes, right? They're sharing their homes, and they want that unique experience that you can get, right? And, you know, what... it's a great place to be in. Mm-hmm. Right now. It's pretty exciting to be part of. And if you're a hotelier, right, a hotel, you are trying to respond to that overall trend where people, mm-hmm, are going online to Vacasa.com and to Airbnb to book their hotel. And how do you respond as a hotel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, is there any other kind of advice that you would like to give to the listeners out there? Or is there anything else you think we need to touch on with regards to your company, Vacasa?
So I think if you're looking for
a
holiday...
Did I do my job, basically?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So thank you. So if you're looking for a holiday, check us out at Vacasa.com. I think that's you're planning for your summer holiday, or if you're planning to go up to the mountains, mm-hmm, this weekend, check out what we have available. We're proud of the inventory we have for our guests. And if you're looking to buy a vacation home, check us out at Vacasa.com/real estate. And if you're looking for a job,
do you guys need any podcast hosts?
Write down Pod Preston. Do you know any good ones, Preston?
I know one pretty amazing one. His name's Preston.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll try to find his last name and get that back to you.
Yeah, your bosses aren't listening to this. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, cool. All right, Thaddeus. Thanks, man. Thanks for being here. And,
thanks, Preston.
Yeah, it was fun to kind of learn about. And, you know, it's fun to see that, you know, the state of Oregon, Mount Hood's number two on that list. I'm a big list guy. Anytime you see something local that's on the list, I know I can speak for other Portlanders and Oregonians. And it's kind of a prideful thing.
Yeah, it's a great time to be alive.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Preston.
We were talking today with Thaddeus Hanscom, head of partner programs at Vacasa, the largest full-service vacation rental management company in North America. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope and enjoy the rest of your weekend.